This is the brief on three champions of safe AI in healthcare. Welcome to today's Sunday Three Champions edition of Conversational AI Watch, warmly sponsored by Clinician Assist. Today, we're looking at three researchers doing the unglamorous, rigorous work of testing medical AI before unleashing it on the public. You see, while the tech world races to launch, they're proving that in healthcare, safety and rigorous testing are the true innovations. First, Dr. Sarah Dauber is building Halo, a family addiction helpline chatbot. Instead of just scraping the web, it's being trained exclusively on 40,000 actual counselor conversations, facing a strict 60-family pilot and an 800-person trial before it can scale. Halo is basically an apprentice learning from a master counselor, definitely not a speed reader memorizing the open internet. Second, Dr. Jonathan Bricker built QuitBot, which actually beat the government's own smoking cessation text program in a pilot, hitting 63% abstinence versus 38.5%. He just wrapped up a massive 1,647-person trial and is opening a new trial on September 30th for Native, built specifically in partnership with highly impacted Indigenous communities. So why not just cash out and push it to the App Store? Well, because rigorous head-to-head testing and real community partnership matter way more than simple reach. Finally, Dr. Danielle Bitterman caught ChatGPT giving incorrect cancer treatment advice 34% of the time. She's now using federal funding to build AIC Chase, a chatbot strictly bound to cite clinical guidelines before it even speaks. You might think, hey, isn't a bot that's partly right 98% of the time good enough? No way. That dangerous 34% wrong advice is braided in like a hidden landmine, meaning unedited AI drafts carry a 7.1% risk rate to patients. The future of medical AI absolutely belongs to those who build boundaries, cite guidelines, and test rigorously before they ever say a word.